Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for podcast number 31. Today we have a special guest with us, lead pastor Keith Manier. Keith, if the people don't know already, tell them who you are.
I'm Keith. I'm a lead pastor at Grace and I've been here for, it'll be 21 years in July.
Wow. Long time.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I thought I would ask you about that group leaders likely don't know, the staff knows, but they probably don't know, is how you stay current with what's going on in the church culture across our nation. You are a part of several pastor groups. You listen to podcasts. You're keeping up with the current voices in church to know what is working and what's not. If you would, tell the people who you're listening to and how does that help you lead us?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit hard to even summarize who I'm listening to. I'll give a few names, but like you mentioned, I'm weekly, daily listening to podcasts, listening to sermons, reading books, engaging conferences. And so there's a particular group that I'm connected to within our tribe of churches that our church is a part of. One of those groups I lead, one of those groups I'm more of a participant. Mm-hmm. I'm connected to a group out of Dallas, Texas of, it's kind of both extremes, church planters on one side and mega church pastors on the other side. And then I just have a local group that is Columbus guys that I'm connected to. And I'm in and out of all of that regularly. And to be honest, I'm always just trying to do my best to hear what's going on in church world. What are topics? What are methodologies? What are books? What are resources? What's going on? And so I feel like it helps me do a couple things that help lead the church well. One is it sometimes confirms instincts. Mm. I hear things and I'm like, yeah, that's what I was feeling. That's what I was sensing. And sometimes along with confirming instincts, it gives me language to go, that's how we should talk about that. Sometimes it makes me aware that something is a bigger deal or more common or just something I just didn't know existed out there. I think a lot of times it just gives me people to bounce ideas off of that will allow me to confirm again that makes sense here at Grace. But all of it, it just gets me thinking about ministry.
Right.
Gets me thinking about leadership. It gets me thinking about people.
Yeah.
And all of those things I think make me a better leader, a better shepherd, a better boss, a better individual Christian. Some people that I'm regularly engaging right now, a guy in Dallas, Texas named Josh Howerton, pastors a really large church called Lake Point, guy at a church in Jacksonville, Joby Martin, 1122. He and his team are connected to a number of things that Grace is doing. John Tyson in New York City. My friend Jeff Bogue up in Akron and their movement.
Yeah.
I've been talking quite a bit locally to pastor of Garden City Church, Pastor Gerald Murphy in town. So those are some people that I'm pretty regularly listening to. I have a handful of people I regularly listen to preach, some of those guys and others that I'd regularly be going after.
That's cool. So you're a lifelong learner.
Yeah, I think it's really important. We all should be. And I try to model. I think you and Pastor Vince would say I model that to the team.
You do.
And try to lead us in that regard. And I do my best to try to pour out to you guys what I've learned as well.
Right, 100%. So Pastor Vince and I have heard you say things, but I don't know if the group leaders have all heard you say things like you and the elders appreciate them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal. I say it as clear as I can. We do appreciate you, but we more than appreciate you. We need you. Your role in caring for, being involved in the life of, training, encouraging, empathizing, nurturing, all the things matters. And so Grace Fellowship would not be what Grace Fellowship is and will ever be without great leaders and great group leaders and all the different forms that it takes. And so from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the senior staff and the elders, thank you. We need you. Don't quit. Even if you come to a place where you're burned out or you need refreshment, like just like in a game, go sit on the bench for a moment, get some water, get some treatment, and get back in. But we need you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. What you do, you're making a difference in the lives of our people.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. So from your seat, from your chair, what are two or three super important things that you would say to a group leader that they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, group leadership, particularly in our model, it encompasses a lot of things, right? And even with what we do, whether it's a follow group or a traditional grace group or a care group, there's even different things in that, right? There's different things around how much content you're presenting that's your own, or whether the focus of the group is care. But a couple of things I would say I think are true no matter what type of group you lead. Number one is a radical, intentional pursuit of the people in your group. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. an awareness of, did your people make it to church that weekend?
Yeah.
The body language of your people when they're in an environment. Being able to notice that, man, that person's normally pretty on time, pretty put together, and they've been disheveled for a few weeks. What's going on? I really think it's important that when people have ministry problems, when they think about leaving a church, and they think about leaving a group, if the leader's doing their job, they've got to step over us on the way out. No, there's this mass intentionality to be in their life. And so I think it's just everything from the text that's random to the, I saw where they were sitting. I sat with them at group. I followed up with them when I hadn't seen them. I'm checking when they've missed group for a few weeks. Just a radical care for them. That's one thing. And I think the second thing, and man, some of you might think this sounds cliched, but it's a personal white hot faith for Jesus yourself.
Yeah.
Your own individual relationship with Jesus is the most important thing you're going to bring to your group. That's going to encompass a lot of things. It's going to lead you to pray. It's going to lead you into the word. It's going to lead you to forgive. It's going to lead you to be healthy in your church involvement. It's going to lead you to want to do the work of caring for these people. And so, you know, this is way more than I prepare a great lesson or I'm present. This is, I am personally pursuing Jesus and making him the center of my life. You guys have heard me say to the staff, the most important thing I bring to the church is my personal relationship with Jesus. Far more than anything else I do, it's, am I deeply in love with Jesus? And I would say that's true for groups. And then, so those would be two broad things, like I think are true for every group leader. I think within an individual night, within the type of group that you're leading, I think there are the aspects of preparation.
Yeah.
I know what I've gotten into. I'm not just looking at my notes before I show up.
Right.
And presence. I know it can be hard given our own families and lives and work and whatnot. Not, it's more than we're just in the room. It's that our heart and our head's in the room. Because mm-hmm. There's a lot of times we can all get to group and work was hard and all the things. And so are you really both prepared and present on a technical level every single time you're there?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Keith. I'm going to ask you to pray for our group leaders here in a second. Is there anything else you would want group leaders here that's uniquely only from you?
I think, again, I articulated a little bit of this earlier, but I just think it's really important that you guys understand that you are the front line of spiritual formation. You know, we talk all the time, and some of you might even be, you almost recite it in a cliched sense of rose to circles, and you feel that we need community, and you were built for more than this. But it's like that on steroids. I mean, spiritual formation is a huge aspect of what the community of faith does, mm-hmm. and you're in environments and in spaces that I can never be, and mm-hmm. so, you know, people might stick around or keep coming to Grace because of the weekends or the preaching or the music or the kids ministry or whatever it is. But ultimately, much of what is shaping them and how they're putting content into real shoe leather in life is way more what you do. And so you are essential to building people to spiritual maturity.
Right.
And I just hope that not only do you not minimize that, you also see that as an incredible privilege and a gift that God's given you access to people to be able to do that. It's a really big deal and it matters. And much of the health of our church, particularly on the qualitative side, is far more reflective of what y'all do than what I do. And so that matters.
To some extent, yeah. And there's a weight to it, right? Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Well, thank you, Keith, and thank you for your time, as always. If you would, pray for our group leaders.
Yeah, I'd love to. God, Father, I pray for the group leaders that we have in all the various capacities, and I pray that first and foremost, that you would stir in them as they hear this, the joy of their salvation and their love for you, their connection to you, what you've done in their life, what you are doing in their life, and that you would even increase their faith. And then God, I pray that you continue to give them courage, boldness, long-suffering, patience, discipline, all the things that it takes to continue to invest in people. I pray that where there needs to be opportunities of courage for hard conversations, it would happen, forgiveness, ongoing teaching, prayer, all of those things that you would just supernaturally empower and equip them into those. Make their ministries fruitful. May they see the joy of people being changed by the Spirit of God. And God, I pray that they also would feel just encouraged today for what a blessing they are to the body of Christ and to the body of Christ that is Grace Fellowship. We love you, and I love them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, group leaders, this is our last podcast of the group season. So look for us again, probably late August, and we'll jump into podcast number 32. Until then, be well. God bless.